Trustee Fitzgerald. Pat, you have the floor.
Thank you. The Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met on October 29th of this year via video conference at the Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield campuses with trustees Holmes, Kortz, and myself in attendance. The committee first approved the minutes of the last meeting that was held on August 27th, 2015. We also reviewed and recommended the items within the purview of the committee on today's agenda for board consideration. First, appointments to the faculty, administrative and professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. An item concerning the discussion of a recommendation to disclose certain minutes of executive sessions pursuant to the Open Meetings Act. An item to amend the president's appointment to eliminate deferred compensation component. An item to amend Chicago campus chancellor's appointment to revise the housing component. An item to appoint a member to the athletic board in Urbana. An item to appoint members to the board of managers of Illinois Ventures LLC. And lastly, an item to appoint an interim dean for the College of Public Affairs and Administration in Springfield. President Killeen then commented on requests from faculty for access to the Board of Trustees and discussed potential opportunities for faculty engagement with the board. President Killeen described informal small group meetings and tours that could be arranged to potentially increase trustees' familiarity with aspects of each campus and give faculty members opportunities to interact with the board members. The committee members were supportive of this idea, and President Killeen emphasized that these gatherings would be organized in compliance with the Open Meetings Act. Ms. Jennifer Creasy, the Assistant Director of Governmental Relations, gave a legislative update and described many advocacy activities that are taking place in support of the university and higher education more broadly in the state. She referred to a crisis advocacy initiative and ongoing involvement of students, alumni, faculty, staff, stakeholders, and others in advocacy efforts. The committee then met in executive session to discuss the recommendation pertaining to the release of sequestered minutes from Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee meetings in the past. The committee voted in open session to approve the recommendation to disclose certain minutes pertaining to one matter discussed in executive session pursuant to the Open Meetings Act. And the next meeting of the committee is scheduled for January 7th of 2016 at 1 p.m.
Very good. Any questions for Pat?